अस्माचार्य विचिन्ता देवगुरुपरम्परा सिट इरेक्ट eyes and mouth gently closed. The body erect but relaxed. Look at your facial muscles. They're all relaxed. There's no frown on your face because you're not concentrating on anything. Relaxed. Neck muscles, relaxed. Shoulders, arms, forearms, palms and fingers, all relaxed. Chest muscles relaxed. Stomach, sides relaxed. Upper back, lower back relaxed. Even if you have some pain somewhere, consciously tell yourself, it's okay, it's relaxed. Relax that part. Waist and hips, relax. Thigh muscles, relax. Knees, calves, shins, ankles, feet and toes. Look at the body in one sweep of vision as relaxed. Your body is like any other body sitting here. To help you quieten the mind further, just pay attention to the breathing. Breathing happens. You are just witnessing the breath. Now invoke the Lord in whatever form you can relate to and offer a mental worship. Make it as vivid as you can. Snanam, dupam, naivedyam, all that. Take the aarti, play it for the final aarti. Light that camphor. See the camphor flaring up. Offer the aarti to the Lord. See the face of the Lord lighted up in the light of the camphor. Put down the aarti blade. Take the aarti yourself and prostrate to the Lord. That prostration is a sense of surrender. All of us require an altar of surrender. To surrender is to accept. To accept that all that happens in your life, all the people in your life, God-given, even if you have chosen something, the freedom of choice is God-given. To surrender is to accept. My freedom of choice, the will to act, is also God-given. When I recognize that, to surrender becomes to serve. The moment I realize that my ability to act is God-given, the will to act is God-given, I can develop it or not, but that's God-given. My actions automatically are offered to the Lord. To accept, to serve. Surrender also means to seek your oneness with the Lord. That oneness unfolded in the teaching. Meditation helps me own up that. So from acceptance and service, we move to the oneness of the Lord. So when you sit for your japa, your attention is on the silence. The japa is only to help you pay attention to the silence that you are. Ishaya Namaha. Om Ishaya Namaha. Om Ishaya Namaha. Om Ishaya Namaha. Ishaya Namaha. Om Ishaya Namaha. The chant is born in you, the silence. It dies down into you, the silence. Like a wave does not negate the water. The chant or the sound, when it is there, does not negate the silence that you are. The chant is born in silence, sustained in silence, dies down into silence. You are that silence, awareful silence, silence awareness. Silence awareness. ईशाय नमः ॐ ईशाय नमः ॐ ईशाय नमः ॐ ईशाय नमः enters you only as a sound, as a thought. That the thought is born in the silence that you are, dies down into the silence that you are. No thought can disturb the silence that you are. The world that enters you as a sound or a touch, any perception cannot negate that silence awareness. It is born in silence awareness, dies down into silence awareness. When the thought is not there, your silence awareness. When the thought is there, your silence awareness. Silence is not the absence of thought. It is in spite of thought. That silence awareness is yourself. Silence awareness, awareness that is silence. பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுகச்சதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. யூ கேன் கப் யுவர் ஐஸ் அண்ட் கம் பேக் டு நார்மல் திங்கிங்.